you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
They were held unto the promise, and if they died, it went to hell, but it was upper hell called Abraham's bosom, where Lazarus was at. Lazarus and the rich man, and he was talking to each other, and Lazarus, the rich man being in hell, lifted his eyes and talked to Lazarus, but yet they talking to each other, and Lazarus said, look, there's a big, we all down here. You remember Jesus had to go to hell and lead captivity captive, because the saints who had died, who weren't born again, because they couldn't be born again, because Jesus hadn't shed his blood, they were all in hell, but they were in upper hell, and he went down there and led captivity captive and took them out of there. That's why the Bible says people who had died were seen on the earth for up to 30 days after Jesus was resurrected, because they were on their way back up to heaven. Getting out of hell. Hell is in the center of the earth. And you're a fool if you say ain't no fire in the center of the earth. Oh, the earth ain't no fire. You go down to water, the ocean is, why ain't no fire in there? Well, something's coming out of that volcano. Yep. Look like fire to me. Jump in and see if it's hot. There's fire in the center of the earth. And only a fool will tell you it's not. You tell them, just go jump over the Mauna Kea volcano over there in Hawaii, and you jump down there and say, ain't no fire down here, ain't no fire down here. Poof, just see smoke go up after you go in there. No, there's fire in the center of the earth. But Jesus came and led them out of that, and Lazarus was in the, not Lazarus, but the rich man was in the bottom of hell, not because he was rich, he just happened to have been rich. But he was in the bottom of hell, and he was burning, and he was in torment, and he asked for water. They were all in hell, but Jesus went down there, took the keys to hell, death, and grave, let out everybody who died, believing in the coming of Savior. They weren't suffering anyway in hell, but he let them all out and brought them back, and they went to heaven. Their spirits were brought out. In the resurrection, their bodies shall be reunited, because Paul and Peter talk about a vision where they saw the souls of those that died. And they talk about where they saw the spirits of those that died. They don't say they saw their bodies, because he'll come back, and in an instant, the bodies will be rejoined back together. Now, man is a spirit. That's who man is. Man possesses a soul, and he lives in a body. I live in a house. I'm not my house. My house is not me. But I live in a house. My house may be brown. Your house may be pink. But it has nothing to do with who we are. We are like God. If we're born again, we are a spirit. We have to train the human spirit to where it can hear the voice of God, because God communicates with man through his spirit. God is not communicating with man through his mind and through his flesh. And we're not communicating with God through our mind and through our flesh. We're communicating with God from our spirit, because spirits speak to spirits. Just like if I'm Chinese and you're Chinese and we speak Chinese and no other language, the Chinese people can talk. The other ones cannot. They don't have fellowship because they can't even talk to each other. Spirit beings can communicate, those are of God. If you really get sensitive to your spirit, you can recognize another person was born again without spending much time with them. You recognize something about their spirit. I knew it was something about you. I knew it was something different about you. Then you find out it says, I knew it. But see, we aren't acute enough in our spirit. We haven't trained the human spirit to where the Holy Spirit recognizes himself within other people and illuminates that to us. He's doing it, but doesn't always illuminate to us. You can know who's trying to cheat you and who's not trying to cheat you if you're led by the Spirit of God enough. Because the Holy Spirit knows all, and he will reveal to you who's trying to do you wrong. He'll let you know, I don't know why I shouldn't marry her, but I shouldn't. I don't know why I shouldn't marry him, but I shouldn't. I don't know why I shouldn't do business with this car dealership, but something on the inside, a little something, an inward knowing, an inner witness, something. God's trying to lead you by your spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit, the mature sons of God, and the spirit of man is the source by which God gives illumination, guidance, and direction. Your spirit can be educated just like your mind can be educated. Your spirit can be built up in strength just like your body can be built up in strength. You can receive guidance from God through four steps that will train your human spirit. Step number one is by meditating the Word of God. Step number two is by practicing the Word of God. We're going to go through each one in just a moment. Step number three is by giving the Word of God absolute priority and first place in your life. Step number four, by immediately, instantly obeying the voice of the Spirit. I'll say them again. You can receive guidance from God through four steps that will train your human spirit to do so. Number one is by meditating the Spirit of God. By meditating the Spirit of God. Number two is by practicing the Word, being a doer of the Word. Number three is by giving the Word absolute priority in your life, giving it first place. Number four is by immediately obeying the voice of the Spirit, or instantly obeying the voice of your spirit. Your spirit will begin to speak to you, and you train yourself to hear it, and you feed it the Word of God, and you'll instantly be able to obey. God desires to communicate primarily with your spirit, not with your mind. As you train your spirit and you instantly obey your spirit, you'll find that you're obeying the Holy Spirit of God himself as you train your spirit. Let's take a closer look at these four steps. Open your Bibles to Joshua 1:8.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Number one is by meditating the Spirit of God. By meditating the Spirit of God. Number two is by practicing the Word, being a doer of the Word. Number three is by giving the Word absolute priority in your life, giving it first place. Number four is by immediately obeying the voice of the Spirit, or instantly obeying the voice of your spirit. Your spirit will begin to speak to you, and you train yourself to hear it, and you feed it the Word of God, and you'll instantly be able to obey. God desires to communicate primarily with your spirit, not with your mind. As you train your spirit and you instantly obey your spirit, you'll find that you're obeying the Holy Spirit of God himself as you train your spirit. Let's take a closer look at these four steps. Open your Bibles to Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8, are you there?
Yes.
This book of the law, what does it say?
Shall not
depart out of my mouth. Now, understand King's English, that shall not does not mean I'm not going to speak the word. The shall not means it shall not cease to be in my mouth. That means at all times my mouth shall be filled with the word. If your mouth at all times is filled with the word, when do you have time to be filled with things that aren't the word? When do you have time to gossip? When do you have time to speak doubt and unbelief? When do you have time to speak negative? When you have time to speak angry words and evil words? You don't have any time if your word is constantly, if your mouth is constantly filled with the word of God. This book of law shall not cease to be in my mouth. But I will meditate in it day and night to do according to all that's written within it. It's not going to stop being in my mouth because I'm going to meditate it day and night till it's illuminating my mind. It's in my heart. I've meditated to get it down in my heart. It's filling me. The Bible says out of abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. I meditate to get it down in my heart. Out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth will speak. If I meditate the word day and night, what's going to come out my mouth? The word, because out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and meditation is the process of getting the word down to the heart. Now, when people have things coming out of their mouth that's not the word of God, I don't think they've been meditating the word of God day and night. They've been meditating the problem. They've been meditating their lack. They've been meditating other people's problems. They have been meditating the wrong thing. That's why they feel and think the way they think and feel, and that's why they speak and say the things they say. And sometimes those things are not godly. Because once you open your mouth, people may or may not have thought you were crazy before. But once you open your mouth, they know whether you're crazy or not. They know whether you're saved or not. They know whether you're full of God or not. Because out of the abundance of your mouth, they know where that came from. And people open their mouth and vile things and doubt and lack of and all this stuff. You know where they are. You know what they've been thinking. Because God is true and all of us are liars if we go against the word of God. Out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This book of law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Meditate upon it day and night to do according to all within it. Then what? Very important part. For then. Now, you got to realize that this goes against many people's religion. It doesn't say God will make you successful. It's hard to find those scriptures in the Bible that God's going to do everything about your success. God provided many ways for you to be successful, but if you meditate the word day and night, and then you become a doer of the word, and you do according to all that's written within it, then you will be the person who makes your way prosperous, and at that time, then you shall have what?
Success.
Not ungodly success, because there's people in the world we look at and say they're successful because of lots of money. Can't stay married in Hollywood, can't do all that, but got lots of money. They have a form of success, but it's not good success. If it was that good, you'd be able to stay married. You'd be able to keep your children. You'd be able to have peace. You wouldn't be shooting yourself in the head and some of the crazy stuff they do out in Hollywood. It's a success, but it's not good success. But God says if you meditate His word day and night and you do according to all that's written within it, you will have a good, godly, total, complete success. But you got to meditate the word of God. Because the first step to training the human spirit is you've got to meditate the word of God. Joshua 1:8 in the Amplified, listen to this. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written within it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely. I like that word. That's the key I'm looking for. Then you shall deal wisely and have good success. When you meditate what?
The word.
Then you're able to deal. Now, if I don't meditate the word, the way I see things, the way I process thought, the way my soul functions might not be according to the wisdom of God, and it may not be accurate. I might think it's good to be lazy. I might think it's okay to rob God. I might think it's okay to come home and let my hair down and flesh out before my family because I'm tired and I worked hard all day. I may think that these things are not going to affect me. I might think I can live a selfish life and only think about myself. I might think I can never lead anybody to the Lord, never care anything about anybody, never pray about anybody but me, and I might think I'm going to heaven. But if I want to have good success and deal wisely in life, I've got to meditate the word of God so I will think His thoughts. The Bible says His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, His ways are higher than our ways. We need to get His thoughts. We need to begin to pray, God, show me myself how you see me. And we'll see that, I need to make some adjustments, some major adjustments, because I may be thinking more highly of myself than I ought, which God commands us don't think more highly of myself than I ought, but I might be thinking more highly. And I might need to realize I need to make some adjustments. Meditating the Word of God will change you from the inside out. It will shape and fashion you in the image of Christ that you will actually be called and look like and be known as a Christian. But apart from meditating that word, you won't change. You'll be so-called, went down the altar, confessed Jesus Christ, and I'm supposedly saved, but you're still carnal.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan.